This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Did you come in to check up on me or something?
I was, but you know.
I know how to work this thing now.
No, it wasn't about that. It was about food.
Oh. Yeah, I want a blueberry muffin.
I know. If they don't have a blueberry muffin, what's your second choice?
Any kind of muffin. I just don't care.
Got it.
Nothing with raisins in it.
You like a banana nut?
I don't love a banana nut.
Oh,
I don't.
God,
I'll eat that, though. There's cash in my wallet. I'll pay for breakfast.
We got a...
Just get me a receipt.
Okay. Speaking of sugary delights, we got over the... I can't remember if it was New Year's. Might have been New Year's. We got this carrot cake.
Oh, you love carrot cake.
Jesus Christ.
You know, I like carrot cake. I hate the I hate cream cheese frosting. I don't know what
God.
It is.
This place called The Buttery near my house, we get these.
The Buttery.
The Buttery.
Oh, that sounds good.
They have a whole side of the place that's just desserts, and they make them fresh right there every day.
Butter, no doubt.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, come to think of it, I met one of our listeners there when I was.
Oh, yeah. Who'd you meet?
Min. Hi, Min.
Hey, Min.
Hey,
Min.
She was wonderful. And I was completely oblivious. You know how you're just oblivious? Because
Yeah.
Especially there, because most places where I live, they don't even hear us.
Well, right. There you are in Santa Cruz.
Unless they're the radio.com.
Yeah, well, I know that's the
thing. I'm not saying they don't.
We've spread out.
I'm just saying I'm less likely to be thinking about it.
Running into people?
Right. And out of nowhere, she's like, I really love your show.
That's nice.
Well... How about as far as you were in Hawaii and someone recognized you?
Oh, I know. Well, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. It's right. And it's wonderful. I'm just saying it was sort of from complete, I got to get these snacks or this dessert home because most of the stuff I was no part of in the planning and preparation of the
Was this the Christmas party?
It was for, I think it was our New Year's night.
Oh.
But I was like, I'll get the... on my way home.
I'll go pick up the stuff from Buttery.
Right. So I did that. Anyway, carrot cake there is just... So I had this big hunk of it.
Can we get Vinny a hunk of carrot cake?
No, I do not want... I'm not ordering that. I don't want that.
What do you want?
And you know what?
I don't want anything.
It wouldn't be as good.
No, it wouldn't. No.
I mean, it's not from Buttery.
We didn't say the name of the restaurant,
right? No, we did not.
Okay, let's not. Because I'm only going there because they open up at 6 a.m.
Right. No,
the other place we want to go doesn't open till 7:30. We won't get our food till 8:30.
Right.
It's like we're hungry. Have an
apple. To that place. homegrown. That's place.
Yeah,
so
we can say good about the homegrown.
Wait till 7 a.m.
But you can't get it until you've already eaten your hand.
Yeah.
You know, I'm starving. I cut my arm off. Cooked it and ate it.
This apple I'm eating. We'll only go so far.
Yeah, it's true. I actually had this conversation with John just because I am ravenous by the end of this show.
Absolutely.
I'm not hungry first thing in the morning, so I never think to bring anything with me.
So you stopped eating in the morning for lasted a minute and then you just...
Well, I started eating in the morning so I could take
cereal.
My steroids.
Oh.
Remember when I was on those steroids? I started getting up earlier. I would make myself eat something so that because I had
a workout.
That was not working out. I had some kind of rash all over my body that I had to take steroids for last May or April or whenever it was. And I can't. I just am not hungry when I first get up.
All right,
I'm just
take it easy.
But by the end,
I ran a marathon in my sleep because I'm like, get something in here. Yeah,
funny.
So hungry. And I usually bring food, but today I was.
Yeah, no leftovers from last night.
I know,
a lot of times. We had chili. John made chili, and I did bring some yesterday. It was so good, and I just didn't.
Smelled delicious.
One together today.
Oh, no, you had some soup yesterday.
I had albondigas the day before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of times I walk in. I walk in the morning, and there's just some delicious smelling plastic
pub. Like, what in the F have you got today?
Well, I try to eat before you get there because I don't want the smell to bother you.
Oh, it doesn't bother me.
But
it
sometimes just I'm just like hungry. Working. Huh? Yeah.
It just makes us hungry.
I know.
Well, the thing is, by 9 o'clock, you know, I'm sort of roaming around going, I'm hungry, what am I going to eat?
Well, we always have chocolate.
Well, that's the problem. I don't want to eat chocolate.
No, actually, I think they're all gone.
Oh, you've eaten all the chocolate.
No, there's a
those chocolates are, we demolished those.
I got the bark from Molly Stone's.
Yeah, I'm not going to, I don't want any more of that either. Give me a stomachache. Surprise. Boo-hoo. I know. But it was funny because I was having this conversation with John just yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm like, look, I gotta get some kind of bar or something to bring in with me. It would just buy me anything. He goes, I don't want to just buy.
Is that how you said it?
Let me tell you. Oh, I mean, I've got, hold on. Wait right here.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Vinny, what I was going to say was, I'm sure you said, you gotta get me some sort of bar.
I said, well, he does the shopping. And he goes, well, I don't want to do that because I'm going to get you something you don't want. He goes, you should go to the store and get the bars that you want.
Right.
By the way, my friend.
That involves me.
Or you could just go online and look at stuff and just order from there.
I like Luna bars. Those are
my friend is the VP of Cliff Bar, so she's dropping off Cliff Bars for us.
Oh, good.
When? Now?
I did ask for those yesterday, so. Great.
I can't find the name of the bar. I didn't bring one today.
Bar you like?
Yeah, I really like it. And the weirdest thing is my kid likes it, too.
Oh. Well, is it like 100,000 calories?
No, I'm trying to tell you. I've had all these. Like, I love Clif Bars.
Yeah.
But for me, the Clif Bar is a workout bar.
Right.
Like, I'll have that before a surf or something. But it's not, in my opinion, a meal replacement. I tried that. I told you that. It didn't work out for me. Yeah,
right. Bound you up.
But this thing I'm getting from Whole Foods, I'm buying them by the little box because I can, and my kid likes them too.
And you can't think of the name, huh?
I'll bring it tomorrow.
All right.
So I can.
Well, Hooman was just saying that his friend is the CEO of Clif Bar or something. And I don't know if you remember yesterday, I was like yelling for Clif Bar to bring us up. Apparently they are going to drop some
Clif
stuff.
Has always been really good to us.
They really have.
I really like them.
Yeah. They're great.
They're fans.
This thing is like, the thing I'm talking about is like, it's vegan, it's no GMO, it's like, the safest thing of all the things. Yeah, I mean,
and if your kid likes it, it must actually taste good too.
Yeah. Gluten free.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that stuff is just doesn't taste good.
510 says a lot of sugar in Clif Bar. 408, the buttery's legendary. We go every time we're in Santa Cruz. Love, love, love. Another one says the buttery is awesome. Try the key lime cake. Delicious.
Oh, key lime cake? Have you tried that?
I haven't.
God, I love key lime pie. The white hot passion of a thousand suns.
Really?
Wait, you love it?
I love the key white lime hot pie. Love key lime pie.
It's the most love you could possibly feel is for this key lime pie.
I love, love, love that. Huh. I never think of key lime pie like when I'm thinking like someone says, oh, do you want some pie?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know who's asking me this, but if they were to, it wouldn't occur to me necessarily, but then I hear key lime pie and I'm like, oh my God, that's right. I love key lime pie.
It's a gum chewing waitress who asks, would you like pie? And what's your response? Don't lie. Don't say key lime because you just told us you wouldn't say that.
I'd probably
what would you
have
say?
Apple, I guess.
You'd say apple?
Oh, yeah. Apple pie is my second favorite.
I go peach or cherry.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. I don't like cherry pie.
I didn't like it growing up as a kid.
Cherry pie.
Oh, you got to play it right
now. Water to the sweet surprise. Tastes so good, make a grown man cry. Sweet cherry pie. Oh, yeah.
So what would you go with pie, Vinny?
Are you, what kind of pie would you go?
I'd say no pie, thanks.
Oh, no pie?
I go pumpkin.
Oh, really?
Well, I suppose
that's seasonal, though, no?
Yeah. I wouldn't want that in the summer. Apple pie. I just want a little apple pie.
I don't hate pie, but I've gotten to a point in life where I have to be very careful where I get my empty calories. And I'm not doing it with pie.
No, I am. I'm doing it with pie. I'll forget dinner. I'll just have some pie. Cherry pie. Oh, yeah. Cherry pie.
So funny that one of the guitar magazines I read did an article on the fall of the hair metal.
Oh,
and I
so
swear
sad.
All of these people who were at the top of the music world
right when Nirvana came out
the whole bottom fell out from them, and they were there
that was the end
in their red and black zebra striped tights
with their teased hair and their eyeliner on.
Actually, these guys were one of the decent bands. These guys, their music held up, I think. Tesla wasn't bad.
Yeah, I love Tesla. They had that one album that just was, it just blew my doors off, and then I never needed anything else from Tesla.
One of the guys in the article was the dude from, she's only 19. What's that?
She's only 17.
What's the?
Kip Winger?
Okay,
Winger.
Yeah. It was the guitar player from Winger, who they just finished an album, and he's saying, he said, I was telling my wife, this is the album where we make all the money. We're about to go, and the whole bottom dropped out from my. He goes, I don't know what happened. We were having the most fun. We all looked gorgeous. And it just went poof.
Bummer. It did. Well, it was Nirvana and Pearl Jam. They came in and everyone went, oh, God, let me get all this stuff off of me. Let me get this crap off.
And actually,
even, you know, that first Guns N' Roses record, they could have fallen victim to this. But because remember, Axl Rose in that first video for Paradise City? He had the big teased hair and the eyeliner, and they were kind of going for that look, and then he kind of rejected that and put the bandana on.
The bandana, exactly.
So they managed to survive it.
They had the songs, though.
Yes.
GNR has the songs. The other bands didn't.
They don't feel, even though some of the songs we've heard so many times now, they just didn't have that same cheesy feel that, like, Slaughter had and Warrant.
Right.
You know, those are just cheesy,
desperate.
Like, up all night.
Cheese.
Sleep all day. I love hair metal so much.
Me too.
Well, are you going to come over on Saturday? We'll be doing some hair metal. Don't you worry about that.
Just bring a sleeping bag. You're going to be there Sunday too. You might as well stay.
She's not coming on Sunday.
What happened to Sunday?
She's got friends over.
Yeah, I have a personal day on Monday, so we're not having it.
Yeah, we're not having it.
We're not having it. We're not having our normal. I mean, you can still come over, I guess.
I guess.
If you want to.
I took your family to a movie last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you went to the Kevin Hart. My husband was like, I was out at Kevin Hart. Forget it. I don't want to go see a Kevin Hart movie.
He didn't go?
No, my husband? No. He took my brother's family is what he means.
Yeah.
His new family. Listen, you can't come to my house on Sunday, but you can totally go to their house.
Oh, can I?
Sure, ask him. He takes them to church every week now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't know that was a regular church? Thing.
She has a niece that loves Jesus. Praise the Lord.
When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no.
Nobody can say no.
When Jesus say yes, nobody can say no.
I realize this is going to be so music intensive right now.
I know. Good thing you're there.
I know. Jeez. Well, I didn't ask him for one thing today.
Oh, that's beautiful.
No,
it's a beautiful
day. So basically, it's a day off.
This is the perfect day.
It's the perfect day. How did we get here?
So
I
took him to a movie last night.
Right.
Yeah,
it was good. I think, you know, I just want to say when you move across the country and try to navigate the city, it's hard. Mm-hmm. And I think I don't know what happened in the car between those two on their way there, but it looked like they'd gotten into a fight.
Oh,
and I felt a little bad for so. Nobody was really talking at dinner except me.
Why are you looking
me.
At me like that?
I'm not. I'm just looking at you.
Are you shocked?
I'm not.
Do they bicker a lot?
They're bickerers.
The Bickersons.
So I
everybody
just...
was kung fu
they were.
Oh, God. I'm thinking of a Kung Fu Panda right now. Oh, man, that movie's so good. And you know, when that song comes on at the end of the movie, I was listening to it, and I'm like, this is CeeLo.
Yeah, it's a different, it's certainly not the old version, right?
And I didn't even look it up to check and see if it's CeeLo, but you just know that dude's voice. It's got to be CeeLo.
See if it is. That's funny. Sounds like him in that version.
So what happened?
Oh, so, you know, it's funny that he's playing that song. Did you hear that New York just made nunchucks legal again?
I was pretty good at nunchucks at one point.
Well, the reason is...
I have some in the office right here.
Yeah.
That song, Kung Fu Fighting, came out in 1974, and I guess the legislature, or the council, or the governor, somebody was like, this is promoting... Like nunchucks.
Oh.
And so they banned them in 1974 because of this song.
And, well, you know, it's not just that they'll hurt other people. People hurt themselves with nunchucks all the time. I'm sure you can check out dangerous. YouTube videos of people hurting themselves with
nunchucks. I've taken like, them picture, right across the face.
I can picture Vinny doing the nunchucks. He says he's pretty good at them. I'm just picturing him as a kid, the little spaz that he was.
There's one move.
We have some in the office.
Oh, my God. Let's see
down
your moves.
Down into the thigh area as well. That's another one where you can really hurt exactly. yourself. There's trouble to be had. But, you know, I mean, you're young and you're like... I need weaponry to keep myself safe.
So you're saying that when they got out of the car last night, it looked like they'd been in a nunchuck fight.
Yeah, yeah. It seemed pretty foo fighting.
We're never getting through.
I don't have this. I don't have this version labeled for the art, but it's not CeeLo.
This isn't CeeLo.
This is CeeLo here.
Is this the original? Everybody is.
Can you hear him?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
CeeLo like raped somebody or I can't remember.
No, don't say that.
What
either.
Was his thing?
Not.
Twitter thing where he was saying if a girl's unconscious, you can
it's
still.
He got it. Someone, rape, yeah. Someone put press charges against him for having possibly roofied them, mm-hmm. and his and he went to court, I believe,
that's right. And then afterwards,
and it was
made those comments.
Right, it was after the court date that he said all this sort of stuff.
Oh, dummy.
At the peak of his popularity.
Oh, he's got, I mean, when's the last time you've heard anything from CeeLo?
He was on The Voice weekly. Mm-hmm. How often does that air? Three days a week?
Like a Tuesday, Wednesday thing, I think?
Something.
Monday, Tuesday.
And he'd created this little persona for himself I told you, the Davidsons, their daughter... loved CeeLo, and I was able to, like, there was a whole, he's coming
to remember
town.
That. Wrangled them a little meet and greet.
And there's, like, this little girl who would have never known who he is, and she, because of The Voice, she's a huge fan. She loves that he loves animals, and he has a bird and a kitty.
I guess she doesn't have Twitter, huh?
Well, it was right after that, though,
such
that they disappeared him.
Yeah, he is nowhere to be found. Great singer. I just love CeeLo.
Yeah, you can... certainly recognize his voice there, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyway, so what happened to John and Deb?
So it was tense.
Kung Fu.
Okay, all right. Please stop it.
We're never getting to this.
Tell us a story.
So I think John might have got lost, which is, you know, from the Golden Gate Bridge to the Metreon. If you're new, you're gonna get lost. It's a universal thing.
I know GPS.
I know GPS, but still, like, there's one way roads and. What looks red isn't really red, and what's green isn't always green. You know, like, you're dry. It's hard in the city. So finally...
Who are you defending right now?
John.
I'm defending,
Big John.
Defending the person
like,
that got lost.
I'm defending the situation. Cause
whoever was driving.
They were late, and it's fine. I mean, these things happen. Whatever. Who cares? Like, you know, we're about
you
to...
Care. You care. You're the one that you says care. That all the time.
I do, but I don't want these guys to be fighting over it. Like, it happens.
Okay,
they
so they
got
fighting.
There, and I was... I felt like I was talking the whole time because no one else was talking. I was like...
Was their daughter with them?
Yeah, their daughter was with them, and I could see she wasn't, like... And so at the end, I go, let me treat everyone. Get more drinks. So by the time
so
it
you
was,
bought dinner?
Yeah, I bought dinner. And
oh,
then,
you're so,
and then
you're
we
so
went,
nice.
By the time the film was over, I felt like everybody was back to normal.
Oh, good. Mm.
Yeah.
Did you hear anything about this?
I didn't because I was asleep by this time. So how was the movie?
Well, we'll do the full review, but I didn't love it. I think...
Who's doing the review with you?
Marcus
Osborne.
Oh, great. Okay.
He's coming back.
Right.
So, and he's
the
actually
original.
Yeah, he saw the French version too. So he's going to do a little compare and contrast to the original.
So this is a remake of a French movie with Kevin Hart in it?
Correct. Well, yeah. So obviously Kevin Hart wasn't in the French version.
Obviously, right.
And Bryan Cranston wasn't in the French version either.
Yeah. But
or Nicole Kidman. But the French version won like 100 awards. It was even nominated for Golden Globe for best foreign language film.
Cannot wait to hear the compare and contrast. So we're going to peek at
9:00 for whole week. For the whole week.
Fantastic. I'm really looking forward to it.
925 says ADD Thursday. You guys are really jumping around in hyper this morning.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Boy, you strangled that note, Hooman.
I did, didn't I? Sometimes you just get so excited when the music comes on.
Aye, aye,
let aye. It out. Well, you'll hear from me at 3 hours. Super.
Oh, I expect to hear from you all morning. Come on now.
Hey.
Yeah, come on. All right. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I think this does have a lead up, doesn't it? There we go. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with the trash right after this.
Thursday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.